careful what you wish for. That's the advice from environmental lawyer Rob Fowler to both state governments and the business community as the Commonwealth relinquishes the leadership role it's played in the environmental space for more than 40 years.
If you look at the downsizing of the Federal Environment Department in recent times, there have been many, many jobs removed from that department on the assumption that the states will pick up these functions from the Commonwealth. The states have to eventually, if they're going to take on this task, recruit large numbers of people to administer the provisions that they're taking on. Now, at the moment, I think the states are seeing the advantages in terms of being able to make decisions around major resource development within their boundaries without the influence of the Commonwealth. I think it may not take too much time for the states to realise they've actually inherited a significant responsibility from the Commonwealth, and that, in fact, the Commonwealth has effectively managed to shift the cost of the system from its own jurisdiction to the states.
You're saying there's also another hazard, that the states may be exposed to the possibility of being more entangled in legal dispute.
I think inevitably, at the moment, the system is one which risks returning to the very fractious days of the early 1980s, when there was both a lot of direct action and a lot of litigation involved around resource development in the mining and forestry industries. I don't think it can be expected that that will be avoided. In many ways, the perception that the Commonwealth was an arm's length, independent, honest broker, I think has seriously diminished the level of that kind of direct opposition. And I think by handing this responsibility back to the states, we'll see a return to those types of disputes and conflicts, and those could include increased litigation, but I think will also increase also the more recent tactic of trying to secure disinvestment in projects, as we've seen with the Deutsche Bank deciding not to invest in the Abbott Point project.
You say business may also come to regret this push. Instead of a one-stop shop, we may end up with an eight-stop shop. What's the problem you're getting at here?
The problem is that each state, even though it may be accredited by the Commonwealth, has its own distinctive laws and processes for dealing with the assessment and approval of projects. And so industries working across Australia will now have to learn to deal with eight different sets of systems rather than the one that is basically driven through the Commonwealth at the moment. It's the opposite of a one-stop shop. It is indeed an eight-stop shop.
Rob Fowler is Adjunct Professor in Law at the University of South Australia. He was one of the first to specialise in the emerging discipline of environmental law in Australia in the 1970s. Professor Fowler says it's not true that the Commonwealth is duplicating state environmental processes. In fact, he argues that the Commonwealth passed the first major national environmental impacts law in 1974, and only because the states couldn't agree and wouldn't act.
I think what we're losing is 40 years of collaborative effort in favour of a return to a situation that we haven't seen since the early 1970s. Really, there have been very few projects that the federal government has said no to using its powers under federal legislation. A few outstanding examples might be ones like Fraser Island in Queensland back in 1975 and the Franklin Dam in the early 1980s, and more recently the Traveston Dam in Queensland, but they're the rare exceptions. And generally what the Commonwealth has done using its powers over projects is to just impose conditions that set environmental standards for those projects.
So Prime Minister Tony Abbott claims he's got a mandate for streamlining environmental law. Why shouldn't the states administer the environmental approvals process? It's closer to the ground, and that's where decisions have to be implemented, regulated.
The primary objection to handing these powers back to the states is that there is a deep concern that the states are too close to economic development and too dependent on it, particularly in the resources sector, for the income it generates from royalties to be able to administer these powers on the behalf of the Commonwealth effectively and at the same level that they would be administered by the Commonwealth. So there is a real concern that in handing over the Commonwealth's powers to approve various types of projects that affect matters of national environmental significance, there's going to be a decline in the standard of decision making and a decline in the protection of the environment.
To safeguard against that, and to make sure that national environmental standards are indeed implemented by the states, Professor Fowler is suggesting a new Federal Environment Protection Agency, or EPA.
I think if you step back and look at the situation in most other countries with a federal system of government, you would find that there is something akin to a federal environment protection authority or agency. If you look at the US and if you look at Germany and other areas, these sorts of authorities have long been established. In this country, we've never had such an authority, and I believe that instead of focusing on this devolution of powers from the Commonwealth to the states, we should be focusing on shoring up the role of the Commonwealth to get the best possible outcomes in the future through a federal EPA that would set the basic environmental standards and then still leave the states to administer and implement those.
So you're saying this is a way of depoliticising effectively many of the decisions that currently have to be made by the Environment Minister under the Federal Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act?
Indeed, I think an independent federal authority which was freed from ministerial direction would be a far better vehicle in which to put the responsibility for making these key decisions.
And you also seem to be saying this is a way of enshrining safeguards, for example, the national environmental safeguards. Is that a problem at the moment?
Yes, it is, because one of the things that the Abbott government has also done is to actually abolish the federal state ministerial council that previously used to coordinate efforts around environment. And as a result, that leaves sort of hanging in the air a related similar council called the National Environmental Protection Council, which has existed since the early 1990s. Now, this council has the job at the moment of developing national environmental protection measures, and those are then administered by the states. But I think a federal EPA could drive that process far more effectively and efficiently than this NEPC, as it's known, has been able to do.
So what's the future of this council? Indeed, did it survive the most recent budget?
I can't answer that. I'm not sure. I think it has to have survived in the sense that it is a statutory body and the legislation has not been repealed at this stage. It may come up for review as part of the Abbott government's wider examination of all environmental legislation at the Commonwealth level. But at the moment it exists. It's a bit of a shadow figure in a way because it has very few resources, but it will continue, I suppose, to operate until such time as it's terminated.
So seeing 40 or 50 years of Commonwealth involvement in the environmental space being wound back, you've been there since the very early days, since the 1970s. What are we gaining? What are we losing?
Well, I think what we are doing is losing, in the first instance, the cooperative approach that has seen the Commonwealth and the states largely work together on strategies and programs and even around legislation on environmental matters. And it seems as if what has happened here is that the Commonwealth has concluded that the states' rights arguments of some 20 years ago or state sovereignty arguments are now to their liking. In other words, that the Commonwealth no longer really has a significant responsibility in the area of environment and that it needs to hand it back to the states to do.
And where is it taking us?
Ultimately, I think it will take us to a far less effective system of environmental protection and to conceivably very serious losses to the places that many people in Australia do value, appreciate and love.